are many attractive buildings in the United States. There are many attractive buildings made of stone in the United States. But there's only one building that has stones from the Taj Mahal and the Great Wall of China built into its base. There are also pieces of the Colosseum in Rome, the Great Pyramid at Giza, and England's House of Commons. For today's GeoQuiz, we'd like you to name the building and the city you can find it in. The structure in question dates back to the 1920s. Its design was the result of a competition to create the most beautiful and distinctive office building in the world. Stones from famous structures across the globe were embedded in the exterior walls at street level. The idea came from a man named McCormick. Here's a little more about him.
He was a colonel and very proud of his World War I service.
So can you name Colonel McCormick's building? The answer's on the way. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Straight back to our GeoQuiz now. We were looking for a building embedded with stones from around the world, including from Petra in Jordan and the Edinburgh Castle. Here's the answer.
The Tribune Tower in Chicago, Illinois.
And that's Kate Solomonson. She's an architectural historian and author of a book about the Tribune Tower. She says the idea came from Colonel Robert McCormick, the one-time editor and publisher of the Chicago Tribune. McCormick was in Belgium at the very end of World War I.
He was walking through battlefields, as a lot of people were, looking at all these fragments of blasted buildings. And so he started collecting them. He popped these things in his pocket, brought them back with him, and then when the Tribune Tower was constructed, he thought, it wouldn't be a bad idea to start putting stones like this in the base. So what he did is he charged the Tribune's foreign correspondents to start collecting them, wherever they might happen to be. And at that point, the Tribune was casting a very, very broad net throughout the world. They had offices all over the place.
Solomonson says that the Tribune's breadth of foreign coverage helped to make the claim that post-war Chicago was at the heart of world affairs.
The cathedral at Rouen in France had provided a model for the Tribune Tower, so they really wanted a stone from Rouen. But one of the local newspapers there had, ran a headline warning people, Tribune correspondent coming to steal stones from our cathedral. There's a photograph of a Tribune correspondent on the Acropolis preparing to get a stone, and there's a guard right next to him. So I think this was, to say, look, we're doing this in the right way rather than just pirating the stones.
By the way, it wasn't just Tribune reporters who gathered historic stones for the tower. The newspaper invited readers to do the same. Probably not such a good idea to pilfer treasured relics these days. We've got a slideshow of some of the Tribune Tower's stones online at theworld.org, including some from the Taj Mahal, the Great Wall of China, and David's Tower in Jerusalem.